USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tragedy in the Lone Star State. After one of the deadliest school shootings in U.S. history, the shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, leaving 19 children and two teachers dead, along with the alleged teenage shooter. The aftermath is sparking a political debate over mental health services, school safety, and gun laws. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Arkansas Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson shares his thoughts while reflecting on the recent shooting.
We have to look at how we can better secure our schools, and it is about the single point of entry that, by blocking it open, allowed the gunman to come in.
The President and First Lady spending much of their Sunday in Uvalde meeting with the families of the victims of this shooting. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
The former president is continuing to host rallies across the country. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles News Bureau, Ellie Andrews has the details.
Former President Donald Trump rallied for Harriet Hageman, who's mounting a primary challenge to Wyoming Republican Representative Liz Cheney.
Liz Cheney has helped the radical Democrat Party weaponize the national security state and law enforcement against MAGA and MAGA supporters.
Representative Cheney voted along with nine other GOP House members to impeach former President Trump.
The pain at the gas pump continues this weekend as AAA is reporting the new national average is now $4.61 a gallon, the highest price the United States has seen in 10 years. AAA is predicting over 35 million people will travel by car this Memorial Day weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A single anonymous donor is covering the funeral expenses for the victims of the Uvalde school shooting. On Friday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott making the announcement, Abbott saying, "We appreciate the anonymous donor for his generosity." The funeral expenses come to around $175,000. In all, 19 children and two school teachers died in Tuesday's mass shooting at Robb Elementary School when an armed 18-year-old opened fire. President Biden recently answered that the U.S. military will defend Taiwan if China invades. The White House clarified that policy has not changed and the One China policy is still intact. However, China's foreign ministry spokesman said China will take firm actions to safeguard its sovereignty and security interests. Republican Congresswoman from New York, Claudia Tinney, joins Fox News Sunday Morning Futures to discuss.
We would come to the defense of Taiwan. That's in the Taiwan Relations Act that was signed in 1979 under, believe it or not, Jimmy Carter. So that is still it's sort of a vague standard. But the Chinese are moving in and taking advantage, and they're teaming up with our allies. I think this is an important distinction where we're talking about, what are we doing with Taiwan? Is it just economic relations? Is it just one China policy? And we're going to recognize Taiwan as a separate sort of vague entity.
More news is on USARadio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.